Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Pete Crow Armstrong leads off and drives one off the video board. It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
If this is indeed a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong this year, how does it end?
I would like the final credits to start in the beginning of November. I think that would be the best way to finish it off.
That was Pete Crow Armstrong as described right here on 670 The Score by the Hall of Famer. Pat and Ron with the call, and then David Hall with the question. That man's trying to ride off into the sunset. He didn't mention the large bag of money he would like to also have as he rides off into the sunset, but that's coming. Not today, not tomorrow, but one day that's coming. He's going to get the money as we continue the conversation about the Cubs and baseball in general here. As we are at the All-Star break, Russell Dorsey in for Leila Rahimi. And Russ, we talk about this All-Star break. It's not just a time for people to catch their breath if you're a player, but also this is a chance for us to reevaluate maybe what our expectations are of these teams. And with that in mind, we thought we'd take a look at who's in pole position, who's in the small handful of teams that you believe could win a World Series this year. So we're going to go over our top five World Series contenders. And we'll start with you. You're the guest, Russell Dorsey.
Yeah.
Yahoo MLB insider on the national level, of course. Tell me your top five. Go from five to one. Count me up.
Let's reverse order. Number five, they are inevitable, the Houston Astros. Astros currently 56-40, leading the AL West, and there are a lot of people out there, oh, well, division's wide open, the A's are young and fun, and the Rangers added offense, and they have pitching, and Seattle at some point has to do something. No.
Do they?
No.
Do they?
No. The Astros said, all right, Seattle, get out to your little lead. You know, go have enjoy that in the month of April, and by the end of May, we will once again take our spot atop the AL West. They've been there before, and they're 56-40. They haven't had Yordan Alvarez all year. They started the season playing Jose Altuve in left field, and yet they are right there with the fourth best record in Major League Baseball. Number four, your Chicago Cubs. The Chicago Cubs have had a fantastic first half, leading the NL Central 57-39. Just took 2 of 3 from the New York Yankees. I've said it all the entire first half. The Cubs have a World Series caliber offense. The top of their starting rotation is very good with Shota Imanaga, Matthew Boyd, as we talked about before the break. There is an asterisk next to the Cubs' name because I just want to see what they do at the deadline to help improve their chances, particularly in their rotation. But Chicago Cubs, fourth best World Series contender. Number three, the Philadelphia Phillies. I look at the Phillies and offensively they have star power, but the thing that really carries it for me with the Phillies is they have starting pitching. And what they don't have to get at the trade deadline, even though they probably will anyway, is elite starting pitching because they already got it. You don't need to worry about it when you have one of the best starting pitchers in Major League Baseball and Zach Wheeler, what should be an all-star in Christopher Sanchez.
We'll get to that later.
Ranger Suarez doing his thing a year prior to free agency. So the Philadelphia Phillies, because they don't need starting pitching, they have something, a commodity, that a lot of these World Series contenders actually need to acquire over the next 3 weeks. Number two, the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers have played great baseball entire first half.
Thank you, Robbie. Okay, Robbie.
They have the best record in Major League Baseball, 59-38. They also, one of those teams that could use a third baseman. They could use some starting pitching. And they have a farm system where they can acquire one or both of those things over the next 3 weeks. I think I look at that Tigers team. They feel like they're ready to make a deep run. They have the best pitcher in Major League Baseball in Tarik Skubal at the top of that rotation. I'm interested to see who starts a game two for them. They're kind of in that same position as the Cubs. Like, all right, you know who's starting your number one, and even more so with Skubal.
who's starting number two or game two and game three for the Detroit Tigers? That's what I want to know. Number two is, or number one, actually.
Yeah, we're talking to the top. There's only one team left. I know who it is. The Hollywood Swingers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers. And I know people are like, oh, here comes Russ with his. The Dodgers haven't played well in the first half. They haven't played well lately. And they're still 58-39 with the second best record in Major League Baseball. And at some point in the second half, they're going to flip the switch because they know how to do that. And they're going to go on that run. You're going to have to go through the Dodgers if you want to get to the World Series. So whether you're the Phillies or the Brewers or the Mets or whoever, you got to go through LA if you want to represent the National League in the World Series.
Okay, that's interesting. Your top five are a little different than mine, but a lot of the same themes. Okay, so at five, I've got the Milwaukee Brewers. They are hard charging and closing in fast.
There are people clutching pearls right now, Marshall.
As they should. Because one thing we've talked about, and especially as we get closer to the trade deadline, if you already have the top-of-the-line starting pitching, a lot easier to go out there and get a bat or two than it is to go find a quality arm to put at the top of your rotation. They don't need that. With Brandon Woodruff, with Freddie Peralta, who's an all-star, with Jacob Mizorowski, who's somehow an all-star.
Good player, though.
Yeah, yes, very good player. In the snapshot we've seen of his major league career,
yes.
Five starts.
Yeah.
Good player. My thing with the Brewers and why I have them in the top five is they're a game out of first place. They are holding on to the top wild card spot in a very crowded, we believe, National League. A lot of teams believe they could end up with one of those three wild card spots, if not the division title at the end of the year. The other thing is, last I checked, Christian Yelich is very healthy. He's out here playing baseball on a regular basis.
He's been a long time, yeah.
And Cubs fans know, when Christian Yelich is healthy, that is a completely different team and a completely different lineup. And he has help, even with Willy Adames leaving town. He has young help. Jackson Churio looks like a dude. And I just think what Pat Murphy's been able to do with that team since Craig Counsell left, have not missed a beat. That's why I have them in number five. Number four is the Cubs. We talk about every day on this radio station how good the Cubs are, why they're good. They're better than most other teams. They have flaws, though. And it will be interesting to see if the flaws get addressed in an earnest manner between now and July 31st. And I think they will. I just don't know how well they'll be addressed. So the Cubs hang in right in front of the Brewers. They're a game up on them. And at some point, they probably will either be tied or they might even get passed for a couple days, depending on how things go with their schedule and what help they get at the trade deadline. So we're talking about our top five World Series contenders right now here on Rahimi and Harris. Layla's got the day off. Russell Dorsey, kind enough to sit in. He of Yahoo fame as an MLB national insider. Also catch him on Apple TV Plus, although no game this week, right?
No game this week. We have the week off going into coming out of the All-Star break.
So maybe you'll see him jet setting in Europe or Asia or some country.
No, he will be jet setting in the city of Chicago in his house.
Everybody protect yourself. Watch the streets.
In his house.
Watch the streets. If he decides to come out of his house, you're in trouble. Number three is the Tigers. Here's why the Tigers, even though they have the best record in baseball, are my number three World Series contender. Terrence Skubal, enough said. We know what he's done the last season and a half. I just don't fear the Tigers' offense in the same way that I fear the Brewers, the Cubs, and the other two teams I have on this list. What I mean by that is I know they could score runs, but I don't feel like they're just going to drop bombs on my head. They're not going to go seven-run inning. They're not going to get you with a double-digit scoring game. So that's why I have the Tigers at number three, despite, as you said, they've got the top three guys they need to have in a rotation for the playoffs. Number two is the Phillies, who will drop bombs on your head. The Phillies have the elite starting pitching and the hitting, and you know John Middleton, the owner, is willing to go out and get whatever you need because he wants that trophy back.
Yes.
And that's why the Phillies are scary. They're like, I don't care about money. I want the trophy. And that's the attitude fans of both teams in this city wish that their owner had.
They also have a president of baseball operations in Dave Dombrowski, who for 3+ decades has said, prospects, you can have all of them. All of them.
We'll see how those prospects turn out while I'm sitting here counting my playoff wins.
Right.
So that's why the Phillies are number two. And the Dodgers are the Dodgers. I'm sorry, until somebody knocks them off. We mentioned they've dealt with so many injuries as far as pitching goes. Almost all those guys are supposed to be back. And that means they have another wave of arms coming. Shohei Ohtani is the greatest player in baseball. Might, at the end of the day, be the greatest baseball player in baseball history.
And I know they're doing something interesting trying to get him back. And he's up to three innings. He's blowing smoke past people. Like, his fastball is at 101, 102 miles an hour. And he will get up to six, seven innings by the end of the year.
How much of a luxury is it to have a guy that should be going out for a rehab? Yeah. Like, we're not worried about that. We'll work him into the games. He'll be our opener, and we'll just kind of bump him up every time he goes out.
Also, he could hit too. Yeah, it's insane. And he hasn't even swung the bat well as of late. But the other side of him, because you're paying him $700 million, because he could do both things at a high level, Marshall. Both things.
574 on the text line. The Dodgers have had something like 38 pitching injuries. If they can't get that rotation somewhat healthy, they're vulnerable. I think that's true.
Yes.
But what I know is if they can't get him healthy and there's no prospect to get him healthy, they will go out and get some more pitchers.
That was true. We're at the All-Star break. That's been true the entire first half, and they still have the second best record in baseball. So, like, I get what you're saying, Texter. I really do. And I agree with you. But they still have the second best record in baseball. And every one of their starters currently pitching has been in the IL at least once. And they still have, don't have Blake Snell back. They just got Tyler Glasnow back. Roky Sasaki, I don't know I haven't heard his name in a long time. And Shohei's, you know, working himself back into games. Like, this is.
Like, Shohei could end up being their number one starter in the playoffs. That's scary.
Yes.
And then 6-3-0. The disrespect to the Dodgers is crazy. Dodgers at number one, nobody in that lineup scares you from 6-9. If you contain the top five, they can be beat. Sure, when healthy, they have decent pitching. The key word is healthy. Okay, first of all, the way you skated through 1-5, like...
Right. Like, let's forget about all the three MVPs they have in that lineup. But after that, also, you could tell that people don't know who Andy Páez is. Andy Páez hits 6th or 7th in that lineup, 285, 17 homers, 59 RBIs, has 100 hits on the season, plays an above-average center field for them, hitting 6th or 7th. So, like, they have lineup depth. That guy, because of that guy, they've been able to kind of figure things out in their lineup. Mookie Betts has not had
a Mookie Betts type of year, but also I worry about him because, you know, you go back to when he said like he wasn't healthy in spring training. It doesn't seem like he's ever gotten back to full go.
When he lost all the weight.
Yeah.
And
you know how hard it is, one, to put on weight during the season, but two, to keep on weight if you've added weight during the season. You're naturally going to lose weight if you are healthy.
Mookie is not a big guy. So putting on weight is already hard for him, to your point. And yeah, like, we guys lose a lot of weight during the season where you're traveling, you're playing, it's hot, you sweat. And yeah, it's one of those things where you talk about at some point it has to click. That's a guy that has a long track record of hitting and hitting well in the big leagues. And he does have the benefit of hitting between Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. So that helps a lot. At some point, Mookie's going to hit. And when he does, that lineup is only going to get better.
So, as it stands now, both Russell and I believe the Dodgers are the number one threat, and they probably will only get stronger as time goes on.
Also, you got to beat the champ. If you want to be the champ, got to beat the champ.
And the Dodgers are here for that. They're not here for anything but to win championships. That's why they have the deferred Ohtani contract set up the way it does, because it allows them to go get whatever. Now, 773 makes a good point. The Dodgers got history against them to repeat as world champs. It hasn't happened since the Yankees from 98 to 2000, and the last NL team to do it is the Big Red Machine of 75, 76. That's from Eric in Uptown. But I feel like they're set up as well, if not better, than any team since then to do it.
Sure. Like, I understand the history. We're just saying, as of right now, who is best positioned to not just get to the World Series, but I also think, like, hey, if they click, they could be that first team in 25 years to repeat as World Series champion. Because on paper, they have more starting pitching than they had last year when they won the World Series.
Which is crazy.
But you got to get there. So I get it.
So we'll see how it plays out. The trade deadline is pivotal for all these teams we just mentioned and the ones who are outside of our respective top fives. A reminder, this Thursday, join the Score at Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo for a special pool party and appearance with Ozzie Guillen and our co-host, Layla Rahimi. It'll be fun. From 4:30 to 6 p.m. Central, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Ozzie will be doing a meet and greet with autographs. That's Thursday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo.